Who is the healer? Jesus is the healer. Who is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Jesus is the same. Who is here today to heal you? Jesus is here to heal you.
I will never leave you nor forsake you is just one of the promises made by Jesus to His church. Join Gloria Copeland as she reveals from the Word of God that Jesus is always near. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's look at Mark 5. Verse 19 says, Jesus told him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee and has had compassion on thee." So he began to depart and publish in Decapolis the great things. All men did marvel. And when Jesus passed over again by ship unto the other side, many people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And so Jesus, you know, he just went around being good to people, delivering crazy people. A man full of devils. And here it says, when Jesus passed over again by ship to the other side, verse 22 says, "And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet." Jairus, the ruler, he was somebody big. He was important to the people around him. But he fell on his face. He fell at Jesus' feet. "And besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, lay thy hands on her, and she shall be healed, and she shall live." See, he was saying his faith. He had faith words in his mouth. That was like Bartimaeus when he said, "What would you have me do for you?" He said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." This man came in faith. And he said that you would lay hands on her and she would live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him. Now, Jesus, what did it say he did? He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Glory to God. He always comes to healing school because he's going about doing good. And he's here to heal you today. And he's easy to receive from. And so while he was going, a certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years, came. And she had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, see, she's got her words going for her in the right direction. She said, "For if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole." Now, what if that woman had been saying, "You know, I never get healed. I'm going to the healing service today, but you know, nothing ever happens to me. I don't ever get healed." What would have happened to her? She wouldn't have gotten healed. But this woman said the right thing. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be whole." She declared her faith, and Jesus and the Spirit of God was agreeing with her. She said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." And immediately the fountain, when she touched him, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Immediately Jesus, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him. Now Jesus was there. He was anointed. She said what her faith spoke, and she touched him. No, she touched his garment. And when she did, power went into her. So it was her faith. He was anointed. There was a healing anointing on him, in his garment. She said her faith. She did her faith. And when that power left him, Jesus knew it. She touched his garment. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the power had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" He knew it. He perceived. He felt that power go. And his disciples said unto him, excuse me, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And he looked around to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague." Glory to God. Her faith, her believing, her saying, she said and she believed, "If I just touch his garment, I'll be healed." It took faith for her to get out. She wasn't supposed to be out. A woman with the issue of blood's not supposed to be out in public. But she got out of her room. She got down there. She'd been sick for a long time. But she said, and what she said came to pass. And she was, the issue of her blood was instantly dried up. She heard it. She said it. She did it. And she received it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blessed be the Lord. And then about Jairus, it says that while he yet spake to this woman, the ruler of the synagogue's house, came one from the synagogue's house, and he said to Jairus, "Your daughter's dead." Now, this is bad news. "Your daughter's dead. Why trouble thou the master any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid. Only believe." Don't let fear come in, Jairus. Only believe. See, that's all he had to do. He just had to. I mean, here it was. It looked like by all accounts that it was too late. This old sick woman had gotten in the way. I mean, Jairus could have had a bad attitude, you know. She had gotten in the way. She had stopped Jesus. And who was she anyway? She wasn't important. I'm important. What would have happened? His daughter would have stayed dead. But Jesus said, "Be not afraid." Jairus didn't have that attitude. He said, "Be not afraid, only believe." Don't give place to fear, only give place to faith. Do not be afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter, James, and John. He came to the ruler's house. He put all the people out of the room. He said, "The daughter, the damsel is not dead, but sleeps." They laughed at him while he put them out. Glory to God. And he entered in where she was lying. He took the damsel by the hand, and he said unto her, I don't know what he said unto her, "Talitha kumi, kumi, kumai." "Girl," he said, "get up. I say arise in Jesus' name." "Arise," he said. Jesus said, "Arise." And immediately, straightway, the girl arose and walked. Glory to God. And they were astonished at him. Who is the healer? Jesus is the healer. Who is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Jesus is the same. Who is here today to heal you? Jesus is here to heal you. Glory to God. This is your receiving day. He is easy to receive from. Let's look at one more. Let's look at Galatians 3. Now we know that in the book of Deuteronomy, there's a list of blessings, there's a list of curses. And under the curse is every sickness and every disease. And many diseases are listed in the curse, but then it says any sickness not listed in the curse is under this curse. So the blessing, all the good things were under the blessing, All the bad things were under the curse. Every sickness and disease, it says, was under the curse. And we have a Savior. His name is Jesus. And He has saved us from everything that was under that curse. Now look at the scripture in 3. Let's go to 29, I think. 26. Let me go up here. Okay, let's go to 23. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith, which should afterwards be revealed. And I could say that about our own life. Before faith came, we were under the curse, all of them. And wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith is come, we're no longer under a schoolmaster. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. How many is a child of God? How many are you that are a child of God by faith in Christ Jesus? That's where we are. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Jesus himself bore every curse for us on the tree. He bore our sicknesses, our diseases, our sins. The curse was put upon him in Jesus' name. We are free and we are blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He bore the curse for us. Now let's look at it in Isaiah. I think I'll read it in the Amplified Bible. Jesus bore the curse for us. He took that curse of sin upon himself. Oh my, this is the greatest healing scripture in the whole Bible right here. And there's some good ones. I love the Word of God. I'm telling you, you can have a healing meeting just you and God anytime right by yourself. You just go through the healing scriptures and you act on your faith. You rebuke sickness, disease, and tell it to come off of you. Really, you shouldn't do it. You should do it at the first symptom. And you should do it every day. You should proclaim your deliverance and healing and health every day. Just make that part of your daily prayer. You say, well, I don't pray every day. Well, that's a problem. Because you sure have problems every day. And you sure have temptations every day. And you sure have this and that and other stuff, danger, things that come from the devil. You ought not leave your house till you spent some time with the Lord. You say, well, you know, I just am up late and have to get up early in the morning. I have a revelation. This may come as a shock to you. But you could turn off the TV for a while. And you could go to bed earlier. And you could get up earlier. Think of that. Okay, chapter 53, Isaiah 53. The Amplified Bible says, surely. Isn't that a great word? This is a sure thing. Surely He has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pain. Yet we considered Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions or our sins. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon Him. And with the stripes that wounded Him, we are healed and made whole. Now Peter says we were healed by His stripes. This is looking, Isaiah's foreseeing what's going to happen on the cross. Peter's looking back at the cross and he said, by His stripes you were healed. If I were healed, I are healed. Glory to God. Jesus Himself took the whole curse. The same time he delivered you from the power of sin, he delivered you from the power of sickness and disease. We have we have authority over sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. Anytime, 24/7, you've got power over sickness and disease. You can tell it what to do in your life. But now if you don't ever spend time in the Word, you won't have any faith. So we have to live on the Word of God. We have to feed our spirit on the Word of God all the time so that when trouble comes, we're prepared. Glory to God. Amen. You know, you ought not have to hunt your Bible. You ought to know where it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Jesus went about healing everywhere, doing good, healing the people. He's still doing that today. Glory to God. He's still going about doing good, healing the people. Every day that you would get up at home and you have symptoms of sickness and disease, Jesus is on duty. And he's ready to deliver you. He's just waiting on you to release your faith. And what was that faith? How do you release your faith? When you pray, you believe, you receive it, and you shall have it. And so when we pray today, I'm going to lead you in prayer. And when we pray, we're going to take our healing. That's what that word means. Take it. We take it. We seize it. To receive it is to take it. We're going to take our healing. When we pray, I want you to act on the Word of God. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. I want to read you this before we pray. I meant to do it at the beginning, but I'm going to do it now. First of all, salvation, the word salvation means deliverance, preservation, material and temporal deliverance from danger and apprehension or fear. It means pardon. This is what the word salvation means, all of these things. It means pardon, it means protection, it means liberty, it means health, restoration, soundness, and wholeness. That's a big word. That's spirit, soul, and body, protection, healing, soundness, wholeness, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now I want to tell you that it's never too late. Before we pray, I want to tell you that it's never too late. And I'm going to tell you about my favorite example of the fact that it's never too late. No matter how serious your problem is today, you're not dealing with the surgeon today. You're not dealing with the doctor. You're not dealing with the human. You're dealing with the power of God, who can give you a new heart, who can drive cancer out of your body as though it's never been, who can replace your kidneys, who's got parts. God's got parts. He can give you a new heart or new kidneys or new anything else, new bones. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the day of miracles and healing. Now, I want to tell you about this man, Justus Duplessis, who... His brother David Duplessis was more famous than he was. I think he was the older brother. They were from South Africa. And David Duplessis is the one that's connected a lot with Pentecost. You've heard books, read books about him, heard about him. Anyway, their father, this is in South Africa. I don't have the year, but it was a long time ago. They've both gone on to glory. Their father was sick, very sick. And they didn't believe in using doctors. And he said that Justus told this story. And he said his wife wanted him to call a doctor so there would not be an autopsy. She wanted the doctor to be there when he died, or at least to say what was wrong with him, so they wouldn't have to do an autopsy. The church gathered round to pray. He was at death's door. The doctor went ahead and gave him a death certificate. He broke into a cold sweat and rose up healed. He took a shower, then he milked the cows, and he walked to the doctor's office to take back the death certificate. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now that's a good testimony. And I want you to know it is never too late. You're not dealing with doctors, you're dealing with God. Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Did you know that God never intended for anyone to suffer with sickness or disease? A key to receiving your healing is to fill your heart and mind with the Word of God.
We can walk on the Word, length of days, and years of a life worth living. Not only live long, but live joyful, live happily, live strong.
The Healing and Wholeness Package includes a sermon on DVD by Gloria Copeland. Know Him as Healer. In this video teaching, Gloria Copeland shows you how healing is received, how God's Word can be taken like medicine, and much more. Plus, Words That Heal, a book with a companion CD. It's full of words of healing from the Scriptures and also includes songs of healing and faith, plus faith-filled prayers and confessions. Also included is a CD of healing scriptures by Kenneth Copeland. Listen to healing scriptures and receive wisdom on Jesus' healing ministry. Learn to live in the blessing. Be healed in your spirit, soul, and body.
To order the Healing and Wholeness Package by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for this package is just $24 and includes Gloria Copeland's book, Words That Heal, her faith-building teaching, Know Him as Healer, on DVD, and Kenneth Copeland's Healing Scriptures CD. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
I've had several surgeries on my hip, and which caused arthritis to set in my back. And when I went to have x-rays taken for my Social Security disability because I had not been able to work, they said, you have so much arthritis in your back, the x-ray screen was just dark, you know, and that shows the amount of the arthritis in my back, and it's all here. So it causes me sometimes that I can't move, God. I get up out of the bed and I just feel so bad. I hurt so bad. And when it causes me to bend like this. Mm-hmm. And so when I get to stand up, I have to make myself stand. Well, Lord and behold, today with the healing, I just feel like I can just stand at attention. I can just stand at attention and I can just say, oh God, Lord, thank you, Jesus, because I know that this is something that I have been looking forward to. Medically, they've not been able to. I'm just going to have to suffer with it. But with God and the healing, I feel so much better.
Now, what happened to you today in the service? Could you tell something was going on in your body?
Oh, I could tell because even standing, I felt like a tingling sensation in my back. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, what's going on? And, it just seemed like something said, you'll be able to stand. Just position yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. And now, I can feel I'm up here, I'm just standing straight.
So
I'm
your
not,
posture's
yeah,
changed?
My posture's changed. I'm not, like that. I'm like this.
So what do you think it was about being in the meeting today that allowed you to receive this?
Oh, just praising God and just knowing that God is here. Everything that we do, if you walk with God and have your faith and your love, be obedient to Him and His Word, that He's going to bless you.
You know, you need to keep healing scriptures handy. You need to memorize healing scriptures so that the first time a symptom tries to come on your body, you're ready for it. And you say, oh, no, you don't. Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases, and by His stripes I was healed. Now, sickness, pain, you get off of me in the name of Jesus. You say, well, I don't know how to talk to sickness, pain. You talk to to sickness and pain like you'd talk to an old dog trying to get in your clean kitchen. You say, no, you don't. You're not coming in here. Get out in Jesus' name and receive your healing. We have to stand for what belongs to us. There is a thief, an enemy. His name is Satan. He's come to kill and to steal and to destroy. And it's up to us to stand on what we know from the Word of God
and not let the devil take our words, take our healing, take our salvation. You have to be strong. Now I'm going to pray for you and you receive your healing right now and you don't turn back from it. You keep healing words in your mouth. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be made whole. In Jesus' name, the power of the living God comes on you now. It doesn't matter whether the doctors say it's incurable or not. You're not dealing with medicine. You're dealing with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's got new kidneys. He's got new heart. He's got new parts of every kind. Take your healing. Take it and don't ever let it go. Feed on the scriptures, the healing scriptures, like you've been taking medicine. Get on the Word of God. Am I saying you have to quit your medicine? Do whatever the Lord tells you to do. Medicine's not going to stop you from being healed. But if you don't do the Word of God and you don't stand on the scriptures, this is the real medicine. This is the miracle medicine that we have, what the Word says about healing. And then we want to give you this book, In Jesus Heal Them All, and it's got healing scriptures in it. It's got teaching on healing. We want you to be healed, and you know what is more important than that? Jesus wants you to be healed. He Himself has done what it takes to make you whole. I'll see you again soon, and remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. If you'd like to purchase a copy of this week's broadcasts on CD or DVD, go to our website or call or write to us today. Remember to request your gift from Gloria Copeland and Jesus Healed Them All. One book per household, please. To receive your free book, log on to kcm.org, call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192.
And He sent His Word to heal you, sent His Word to save you, sent His Word to fill you, sent His Word to love you.
Jump in to the fullness of blessing. Get totally immersed in God's Word at the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location, come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. Come expecting an encounter with God. With Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for junior high and high school, there's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
I began to say, I believe I received my healing. He bore my sicknesses. He carried my diseases, and by His stripes I'm healed.